Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. We're talking about why people are responding. Some people, not everybody. I mean, the majority of Americans are now confronting the reality of 9/11, of the Federal Reserve, of the Gulf oil disaster, of all of it. They're dealing with it. But there are still large numbers of people. My mother-in-law is a classic case. Absolutely will not look at anything that does not support their image of what they think the country is supposed to be. And the reason is they are cowards. They are afraid. They've been raised to think that they're good, moral human beings. They like to think of themselves as potential heroes who would stand up, take a stand against corruption and injustice if it happened. But then when it actually shows up and they're confronted with that choice, strange things start to happen, because to take action in the face of a corrupt government or a corrupt banking system entails risk of harm to life and loved ones. But if you know the government and the banking system are corrupt and you choose to do nothing about it, then you have to surrender that self-image that you're a good and moral human being. And most people don't want to face that choice. They want to go on feeling good about themselves. They want to go on thinking that they're decent, moral human beings. And they're saying to themselves, I would fight for truth and justice. You know, I just don't see a reason to do it now. And I'm not going to let you convince me that there's a reason to do it now, because I don't want to give up thinking of myself as a good human being. And that's what people who are standing out there and trying to get the truth out, that's what they're facing. They're facing moral cowards who are not only too cowardly to face up to what the government is doing, they're too cowardly to face up to their own cowardice. And that's why most propaganda is not designed to fool critical thinking and analysis. It's designed only to give moral cowards an excuse not to think about what's going on at all. And those cowards, they'll gratefully accept the propaganda. And you know, I get this from my mother-in-law all the time. She's constantly forwarding these emails to me that 10 seconds with a search engine reveal to be completely fraudulent. But this is her way of trying to reassure herself that she's a good, decent human being, when the reality is she's just another tool and a moral coward who can't face the reality of what's going on here. Now, the reason I put up that video about the lone protester is because when one person stands up and says, I refuse to believe the official lies, the tyrant starts to tremble. Because once it starts, there's no way to stop it. Never in history. The first person who stands up and says no is the beginning of the end for the tyranny. And we're well on our way here. Now, the current one right now, somebody just sent me in the email something about the Bankers' Manifesto of 1892, where the bankers are saying that the courts and the law must be bribed and brought to support whatever the bankers are doing in terms of foreclosure and whatnot. So there's nothing new about this going on at all. But here's what you need to do. All of you, this is your homework. You need to keep an eye on Foreclosure Gate. You need to find every single case of fraud, and you need to show it to everybody that you know that is either has a mortgage, is facing foreclosure, or has already been through one, and say the banks may be stealing these homes under false color of legality. The whole system may be a fraud. Okay? And, you know, we need to get it out there. If you sit still for this, for the banks taking your homes with fraud, well, then they can basically do anything at all they want to. They can send your kids off to die in a war that started with a bunch of lies. Oh, wait a minute, they already did that one. They'll start selling you for body parts. Oh, wait a minute, they're doing that too. Well, there isn't a whole heck of a lot left that we have to surrender right now. I mean, if you work your entire life away to be paying for a house that's only worth maybe, you know, 2 months' salary, and then they can take it away from you so that they can start the process over by selling it to your kids and plunge them into infinite debt. Well, then they can do anything. Then we are slaves. We are not a free people. We're told we're free, but we're not. Not when the bankers have this kind of control over our lives. We're going to take a break. Thank you for the call, Dana. When we come back, we'll be talking with Robert in Nevada. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabyte continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendabyte. To get your Extendabyte, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to be talking to Robert in Nevada. Aloha, Robert. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
How are you, sir?
I'm doing well.
Just I'll try to hold it to a minimum. A few years back, you'll remember this, and I'll get to my question here, is sometimes that industry will telegraph their punch, i.e., when they were lobbying quietly, and then it got notoriety right before they passed it, was they knew the bubble was coming to burst on credit card debt and all that, so they lobbied to change the bankruptcy law so you couldn't wash that away. Now, here's my question. I lost track of this last year, but they've been subtly, I read this somewhere, and then I didn't follow it, I'm guilty, where they were quietly going about throwing in, it might have been in this reform, the little clause where if you want to go down and get a whole bunch of your money out of the bank, they can hold you off for 7 to 10 days. And
yes.
That, when I read that, I said, they know a run's coming, things are going to get worse by telegraphing mm-hmm. that punch, because on your comment, and I for a long time agree with you, have told friends of mine, right, for ages now I've been saying before I got in the loop on this 401k IRA thing they're trying to do, I said, look, pay the tax, pull it out, put it in gold, do something. But on the money, like you said, I tell them, keep the buck in to keep it open. When you know what your bills are, put in $500 to cover your bills,
yeah.
Whatever, but don't leave your money in there, especially since I read that deal, because even tomorrow, can you imagine if people got panicky and you don't want to run, but they go down and say, okay, I got 10 in there, I don't want it, I'm going to pull out, put in gold. I'm sorry, you can come back in 10 days and get it. Well, guess what that would do? Last but not least, real quick, something you touched on earlier. When I was in the development business, you were talking about values. Back in 1990, I was working on a tract. I was handling the project, and nailed right on the stud at the garage door opening was the home valuation. The homes were selling for 80, and the valuation, house and dirt, was 35. Just the cost.
Mm-hmm.
So that gives you an idea. But real quick, tell you know, I sit here and I look at this, and this is what worries me. And it may be simplistic, but look at the old serials, the Western serials years ago. Standard plot you pull out with variations. Hero and heroine, notice that usually it was the banker, the wealthy guy was doing something wrong. They run to the sheriff, go, Sheriff, Sheriff, this guy's doing bad things. Well, take me there and show me. And then you find out the bad guy and the sheriff are in cahoots.
Yeah.
The cavalry rides in and saves them. We're in this predicament. The sheriff and the cavalry are the bad guys. So,
well, that's absolutely right. And you know the danger of those movies, and I've said this for a long time, you know, because we all grew up with these TV shows and the movies and everything, that no matter how much we're all being crapped on by the government or whatever, if we just sit patiently, somebody will come in, whether it's Batman or the Lone Ranger or the Messiah or the angels, and they'll come in and make everything right at the end. And, of course, it's a con game. If you want a better world, you're going to have to make it happen yourself. If you want to be saved from the evil, snidely whiplash mortgage, you're going to have to do it yourself. There's nobody coming to save you. The people
well,
who are looting...
You're correct, sir. We are going to have to be the cavalry because, in this case, they're in cahoots. It's the sheriff and the people that control the cavalry are not going to ride in and save us because they're all in bed.
That's exactly right. We put up a story on whatreallyhappened.com earlier. The U.S. government is already training the army on how to keep us uppity serfs in our slave pens when we decide we're going to go down to the bank and get our money back that's been taken from us through fraud and deception.
Well,
they're getting ready for riots.
You...
I mean, they're looking at what happened in Iceland. They're looking at what's going on in France right now. They're looking at what's going on in Greece right now. And they're realizing, especially now with foreclosure gate breaking all over the country and realizing our homes are being taken from us through fraud, there are going to be riots here. I'm surprised it hasn't happened yet. They're getting ready to basically come down and point guns at us and say, you know, go back to slaving away because that is your role in our society. And, of course, my response to that is going to be to every police officer and military person who is listening to this broadcast right now. When the bankers run out of homes of ordinary people to steal, they'll be stealing your homes next. So you better decide whose side you're on this situation.
Let me close it with this. And I have a personal friend. That's the only personal friend I know that really has encountered this is, they went through this deal on their home. The bubble popped for them. The husband lost a job. Anyway, they went through the BK and lost a home. And here's what struck me odd about this. And I even mentioned them. I go, something's amiss here. Because this happened. They finished with that a few months ago. But this all started early last year. And what was amiss to me, and I said, I smell something here from my past experience with that, was when they were notified of the foreclosure, here's the deal. They went through the BK, blah, 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 blah. But they were in that house almost a year. It was to the point they would contact the bank and go like, well, what are we supposed to do? When are we supposed to move? Till finally they said, you know, something's wrong here. So they went out and leased a place. They lived in that place literally for almost a year. I said, that should tell you the bank's up to something. I mean, if it was a straight up front deal and you wanted to get it back, much like a car, you go sideways, they'll repo it, they'll go sell it, they want to get their money back. I go, why would they let you stay in it a year? Something's wrong there.
Yeah, absolutely, you know? Something is wrong, and we're seeing a lot of that with all these stories coming up.
Yeah, they act like they don't even care about getting the asset back to sell it. It's like, something right there would tell you something sideways on that deal.
Well, like I said, the bankers understand that those Federal Reserve notes are just pretty printed pieces of paper. They are worthless because the bank just prints them up as much as... Bernanke's getting ready to do it again. He's going to drop another couple of trillion all over Wall Street so they can write themselves these big, cushy Christmas bonuses.
Well, it's
and, of course, every time...
Yeah,
every
they
time
it up
they,
as a cartel.
Every time they do that, every time they print up another couple of trillion to give to Wall Street, the money you have in your possession loses value. Have you noticed gas and food prices are going up? Because the money you've already worked for and earned and saved is being devalued by the government. Yeah, we know you worked
for a couple weeks.
Hey, let me finish. Okay, what the government is telling you is we don't care how hard you've worked to sock away that $10,000 you've got in a savings account or in the cookie jar under the mattress. We have decided for the good of the nation that tomorrow it's only going to be worth maybe $3,000, you know, of what it used to be. And it'll still look like $10,000, but it's only going to buy $3,000 worth of whatever it is that we're importing. When they print up this money to pour all over Wall Street on your tab, they're also devaluing the money you already have. It's a hidden form of taxation that is sucking your buying ability and your accumulated wealth that you've already worked for. It's taking it away from you. When you go to a job and you work and you get paid so many dollars, and that's the deal, okay, and you take that money home, and then all of a sudden the government waves a magic wand and it's only worth half of what it was before, they have stolen from you. They have stolen, you know, that half of that work time has been stolen from you so that they could print up more money and give it to Wall Street. They're transferring actual wealth and buying power from the people to Wall Street when they crank up those printing presses and dump it all over Wall Street. That's what they're doing. They're stealing from you. Every single thing that they do is designed to transfer real wealth and real buying power, real wealth, from you to the bankers.
Yeah,
okay.
I didn't mean to interrupt. I'll let you go. But if you catch anything on that, whether it was legislation that passed or anything, would you put it out over the radio? Because I lost track of it about a year ago about that. You need to give them some 10 days notice.
It's passed. Above a certain amount of withdrawal, they can just arbitrarily put a hold on them.
Oh, okay.
That passed. That's been out there for a while.
I lost track of it. Yeah. Well, that should have been a good signal. They know what mess they've made and what's coming, so they're wanting to protect themselves. Thank you for your time, sir.
All right. You got it very much. And I know we've spent most of the show on this foreclosure gate, but this is the most important story that's out there right now. Don't let them distract you. Don't let them convince you it's just bad behavior by some underlings. This is policy. And the banks that are at the center of this fraudulent mortgage foreclosure scandal are the same banks that survived the crash on your tax dollars. Talk about betrayal. Talk about ingratitude. I mean, these bankers, you know, and they said, well, we're too big to fail, so since we're on the verge of failing, we'll get the government to bail us out. Well, we're still on the verge of failing. Well, we can save ourselves if we start grabbing people's homes. Well, we don't have the documents. It doesn't matter. Go out and grab them anyway. Everything that they do is justified in terms of their own survival. We need to steal homes from the people to stay in business. Why? Well, because if we're out of business, what would America be without the Federal Reserve System? We'd be the United States as it was created in 1776, a United States without a private central bank. That's what we would be without the Federal Reserve. Now, meanwhile, the other economic indicators coming in, Obama's still out there trying to tell you everything's great. Everything's great going into the election. Applications for jobless benefits went up again, 462,000 this week. The U.S. trade deficit has widened to $46.3 billion in August. Okay, what that means is that the United States consumer is spending out about $1.5 billion more every day than they're bringing back in by selling products. And that's the reason there's so much downward force on the dollar. And because the dollar is the international reserve currency, the United States government and the Federal Reserve can go on borrowing to prop up their debt and their spending and all these stupid wars. But we're beginning to hear talk from the other nations saying they can't trust the dollar anymore. No surprise there. On the day when the G20 decides they're going to go to a different currency as the world's reserve currency, the dollar will evaporate. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll be taking some phone calls.
Hi. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to go back to the phones. John in Austin. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. I'm going to crawl out on a bit of a limb here. When I lived over in Europe for a little while, over in some of the more socialist countries like Sweden and Norway and some of these countries, the government controlled the housing. And they would tell you where to live. You know, like if you wanted to live in downtown Stockholm, if you could swing it with the government, otherwise they'd say, no, you don't need to live there, you can live out here.
Okay, and what's that got to do with our banking system being a swindle?
Well, would it be possible they repo all these houses, and then the government comes back in conjunction with the bankers, and then as a way of possibly controlling people, they start allocating housing?
No, I don't think so. I think what's going on here is they understand that there's a tremendous pressure in the G20 to abandon the dollar as the international reserve currency. And
correct.
So what the banks are trying to do is they're trying to grab the real assets of the country, because they understand these pretty printed pieces of paper are worthless. If the G20 changes the global reserve currency, the dollar is gone. So if you're a banker and you've got a vault full of this pretty printed piece of paper, you know, you're going to be saying, I don't need the paper. What I want are the real tangible assets of the country. I want the gold. I want the silver. I want the land. I want the property, because whatever economy is going to come into existence after the dollar collapses, I want to be in a position to start selling stuff on credit and plunge the new nation deeply into debt, just like we did the old one. I don't think controlling housing has anything to do. We're not a socialist country. We went right past socialism. We're already deep into fascism. And that's kind of where we are. Thank you for the call, John. We're going to go to Lex in Ohio. Aloha, Lex. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I kind of want to derail you just for a second, and because I have a question about Rahm Emanuel in the Chicago mayoral election.
Mm-hmm.
I guess since Obama wasn't properly vetted, how do we find out if there's anything on the books that would prevent a dual citizen from holding an office like mayor?
Well, you know, we're going to have to find somebody who's very familiar with the laws in the state of Illinois. I do know that there's already a residency requirement issue where Rahm Emanuel, when he leased his primary residence under Illinois law, he ceased being a legal resident of the state. And so they're trying to find some way around that. You know, normally we would expect the corporate media to do the vetting. We know that's not happening. We saw that very shameful video the other day where the corporate media reporters are literally elbowing independent reporters to keep them away. You know, they're already out there protecting Rahm Emanuel. They've been given their orders, softball questions only, keep the hard questioners away from there. And even if there is a problem with Rahm Emanuel being ineligible as a dual citizen, you know, it's going to take a citizens action group within Illinois to actually dig that out and make a stink about it. And if it turns out to be true, I'll definitely give it headline treatment. Again, nobody's paying attention to the laws in the government, and the media could care less. The media is just doing what they're told to do by their corporate owners and by the people in Israel who are writing all these checks to bribe them. And obviously with Rahm Emanuel being the new darling of Israeli political influence over the United States of America, I'm not surprised that we're seeing the corporate media literally physically protecting him, putting themselves between Rahm Emanuel and anybody who might want to ask a real hardball question.
Well, I can back that up a little bit further. I've actually gone to three separate AM radio stations to their sites and posted comments on the Rahm Emanuel stories, and in one day, within 40 minutes, all of my comments were taken down on three separate sites. And all I asked is if there was a law about him being a dual citizen. And there are things that have called him every name in the book, and those things have never been taken down, and mine were taken down all in one day.
Well, I got to tell you right now, if there was no such law, I'm sure they would have responded and said, yeah, you're being silly here, and here's the relevant law. If they're taking the post down, yeah, that tells me that something out there is being hidden, and hopefully somebody who's listening to this show from Illinois will actually dig in and find out what that is.
That's what I was hoping for, to reach out to the listeners. Thanks for taking my call, Mike.
All right, you got it. Thanks an awful lot, Lex. We're going to switch over to George in Texas real quick. George, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike?
Doing okay.
Yeah, no, you know, there's this bill in Georgia, I think it's House Bill 875, where it might bring back the right to travel without a license or papers, because I looked at this license issue and insurance and registration. It is one of the biggest frauds ever committed, perpetrated on the people. And if this bill passes, I think that fraud that local politicians, judges have all enriched themselves over will be gone, because this is another set of house of cards get ready to come down, too.
Well, I think we're in kind of a gray area here, because I think most people agree that proficiency in handling a vehicle is necessary for the safety of the road. I think what this bill was intended to eliminate was the use of a driver's license or real ID to transition from state to state. Because unrestricted travel is already a constitutionally protected right in the United States of America. But along with this real ID, they're talking about, gates at the roads so that they can basically track where you're going, and that's definitely a constitutional infringement. But I don't think this bill, if it passes, is going to succeed in getting rid of driver's licenses, and it's not going to get rid of the requirement that you buy insurance, because those insurance companies are loyal campaign donors to the various politicians. And so that's not going to go away. I think the bill's only real purpose is to head off the possibility of the real ID being used as an admission ticket to go from state to state to state.
Well, okay. I think because our Social Security numbers are tied to our driver's license, so the IRS can track us. And I really think that's what the representative was going after, that with no real ID or your Social Security number attached to it, the IRS can't track you and get your money.
Well, the thing is, the law that said that the Social Security number was not to be used for identification, that, I believe, has been rescinded. And and they don't even call it Social Security anymore because there's no money left in the trust fund. It's called the taxpayer ID. And you're not supposed to use it for anything other than the Internal Revenue Service, but a lot of people were using it, and they're sort of pulling back off of that because, not because of law, but because of the identity theft issue. You know, it's a very, very complicated issue. If we were a cash and carry society, there would be no identity theft. The only reason we have these identity theft problems is because the bankers insist that everything has to be on plastic and go through their grubby little greedy little hands. And the small losses that they have to pay for the identity theft problem are small potatoes compared to all the profits they make by charging everybody in America, you know, a tiny fraction of everything that they do. Okay?
Well, have a good weekend, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot, and we're going to switch over to Peter in California. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Michael. What's the name of the guy who's in charge of the head of Goldman Sachs?
Yeah, the one doing God's work. I'm sorry?
Do you recall the guy's name, Michael, the guy head of Goldman Sachs?
Blankstein. Yeah, Lloyd something.
Blankfein.
That's it.
And now we've got Bernanke at the Fed. We had Greenspan before at the Fed. We have Geithner at Treasury. Wolfowitz used to be head of the World Bank. Remember, that's where they parked him after he started the Iraq War. And that's just to name issue. Of course, Rothschild, Warburg. What do all these guys have in common?
I know where you're going with this, and I mean, you're going to have the ADL down on us screaming you're a bunch of anti-Semites when you point out that most of these people involved in these financial shenanigans are of a certain ethnic group. You know, when Bernie Madoff with the loot got arrested,
right?
And you know, and his wife was screaming around. Now, forget about the fact that he took $65 billion from his investors. His wife was going around screaming, "It's all the fault of the Goyim. It's all the Goyim's fault for making this trouble."
Milken and Ivan Broski?
Yeah, same thing. Oh, we didn't do anything wrong. It's the anti-Semites did this to us.
We haven't even said the word, but I mean, it's obvious.
You know,
anyway,
at this point,
that's all I had to say. And thanks, Michael.
You're welcome. And you know, everybody else can figure out for themselves, you know, where the absence of morality and principle and ethics in this whole structure is coming from. But the bottom line is, the U.S. Congress and President Woodrow Wilson sold the American people into financial bondage in 1913, and it is time for an emancipation. We've had three private central banks in the United States of America. All three have brought the nation to the edge of ruin. We got rid of the first two. It is time to get rid of this one. There is no other solution. Because you know that this Federal Reserve System is going to keep on going the way it's been going on because the wealth goes to them and nothing is left for the American people. And they think that's just perfectly fine. And our government is not going to intervene. They're part of the problem because their wealth is invested with these bankers and financial institutions. That's how the bankers corrupted the government. The bankers made them rich and said, give us control of your money, we'll make you even richer. And from that point on, anything the financial institutions and Wall Street does is just fine with the government because they're riding the coattails of the bankers to incredible wealth and power. Do you think Nancy Pelosi earned that $500 million she's worth, you know, on her own? Remember when Hillary Clinton was first starting into politics, the cattle futures scandal? It's all a gigantic scam. All right, we've talked enough about foreclosure gate. A lot of stuff still to talk about. We're going to be pounding this every day. Tomorrow into next week, this is the biggest financial scandal in the history of the country. It is not going away. I know the corporate media is already out there saying, no big deal. Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain. Tough. They tried to tell us the same thing about the Downing Street memo, and it took us a month to force it into the public consciousness here in the United States of America. I don't think it'll take that long for foreclosure. If you are facing foreclosure, if you have been through one, you should be furious. You should be mad enough to be chewing those copper slugs that they pass for money right now. You should be ready to spit that you may have had your home taken from you through fraudulent means. It's time to fight back. The government of the United States, through its fiscal policy, has staked you out on the ground, helpless, so that your pockets can be looted by every passing banker. That's exactly what's come on down here. They are part and parcel of the problem. Now, I want to get onto this thing about the UFO flying saucer hoax. Yesterday, as you know, was the day that the UFOs were supposed to appear over all the cities on Earth and scare us all into eternal slavery to the new global government and the new global reserve banking system. Didn't happen, although some joker over in New Jersey apparently released a bunch of aluminum Mylar balloons that drifted over New York City, and everybody said, oh, look, it's the UFOs. And rather amazingly, if you look at one of the videos that's shot there, the camera operator looking through the viewfinder is saying, they're just balloons. And he's right. That's what they are. They're just balloons. But the newspaper headlines are saying, strange UFOs over New York. There was even a story where the FAA couldn't identify what was over New York. Well, I guess that makes us all smarter than the FAA. Newspapers in Europe were carrying it as straight news, UFOs over New York. They're pushing this thing so hard. They really are. And this weird video from the BBC, very slickly produced, very expensive, very professional, moderately decent visual effects work. I think I could have done better, but that's just me. But they're waving space aliens to scare us into the global government. Everywhere it's being reinforced, there are aliens out there. There's life out there. Alien spaceships could be here any moment. So I'm wondering, what's going on? And are they really? I mean, we know there's this CIA plot to scare us all, using UFOs as psyops to scare us into complicity with some agenda. We don't know what it is. We know that quite a few observers are basically saying that the U.S. government is actually considering a phony UFO space alien thing to scare us all into supporting the global government or whatever else, or simply to take our attention off of Gulfgate, foreclosure gate, Gategate, whatever's going on. All the bad things going on. They need a distraction. And war with Iran is pretty much off the table. Only 10% of Americans are going to back that, even if there is an actual attack involved by Iran against Israel here. So what's going on out there? What's going on out there? And how could they actually carry off a scare? The idea of flying these ultra-high-altitude aircraft through the atmosphere over all the cities, first of all, it's very expensive. Second of all, we understand what we're looking at are high-altitude aircraft. Okay, and so what could they do up there that might actually work? And I sat around and said, what would I do if I were the Wizard of Oz? And I needed to scare my people into thinking they're UFOs. I'd drag out that balloon again. Okay, now I am old enough to remember America's first communication satellite was called Echo. And it was a passive repeater, no electronics. It was simply a gigantic, aluminized, Mylar balloon. And when it was launched into space, it was about the size of a basketball. But when it was fully inflated, it was the size of a 10-story building. And it was the brightest thing in the nighttime sky, second only to the moon. It was brighter than Venus, brighter than Jupiter. It was brilliant. When you saw it passing overhead immediately after sundown or just before sunrise, it was brilliant. If you had really good night vision, it was bright enough to actually cast a moving shadow on the ground. I remember as a kid, I mean, this thing went up in 1960, came down 7.5 years later. And I remember as a kid, farming country in New Hampshire. This thing was big news. The newspaper and TV stations would say, it's going to pass over New Hampshire. And we'd go outside, and we'd let our eyes adapt to the dark, and this thing would come over, and I'd see a moving shadow on the ground. It was brilliant. So, the United States since then has gained a lot of experience in large inflated structures in space. On the Rhyolite series of communication surveillance spy satellites, the gigantic antennas they deploy are inflated structures. They pop out of a canister, a little bit of gas puffs into them, and in the vacuum of space, they just stretch right out, takes a little while for them to stop wiggling around in that weightless, airless environment, but eventually they do, and it forms an antenna shape that is used to intercept radio communications from the ground. So, with that in mind, if I were planning on trying to scare the people of the world into believing that UFOs and spaceships were coming down unless we all signed oaths of loyalty to the United Nations, is I would take a robotic unmanned shuttle like that one that the Air Force has had tooling around up there for the last couple of months, the X-37B, and I'd load it up with a bunch of new balloons, the grandson to Echo 1. And maybe they're even larger. Instead of 100 feet across, 500, maybe even 1,000 feet, maybe even a half mile across. With really thin mylar, you could do that. Put 20 or 30 of those things inside this robotic shuttle. And we know from amateur satellite watchers that this shuttle has been changing orbit a lot up there while it was up there. Now, a lot of people think it's already returned to Earth. So you have all these little canisters, these basketball-sized canisters up there in these orbits, and at the same time, they all deploy their balloons. And from the people on the ground, all of a sudden, these bright, shining objects are crossing over the sky. And they're brilliantly lit up just after sundown or just before sunrise. And the TV's been screaming UFOs and space aliens. And all of a sudden, there's this bright object in the sky. And the local airport radar doesn't see it. Of course not. It's 100 miles up there. They're not telling you that part of it, though. And if you've got really good binoculars or telescope and you get it on there, you're actually going to see a little tiny disc shape. It might be large enough to resolve a discrete disc from here on the ground for amateur astronomers. And the TV's screaming, the aliens are here, the aliens are here. And then they get some guys in costumes or whatever to come down and say, greetings, Earthlin, we come in peace, this is not an invasion, this is a high school project, please take us to Chuck Berry, or whatever it is they're going to be saying. But are they really crazy enough to think it's going to work? I don't know. I mean, a lot of people have been saying all these stories, like last month where Reuters got sucked into running the story about how aliens were deactivating our nuclear missiles, and then the guys who pushed this story had a press conference at the Washington, D.C. Press Club, and they're getting a lot of media attention from this stuff. You know, are they really thinking that they can wave UFOs at us and scare us into going along with global government? I mean, I see this as a panic move. If they really are trying to come up with this, I mean, they couldn't sell us human-caused global warming. They couldn't sell us the global pandemic. We already know that the economic takedown is because of globalism, and more globalism isn't going to fix it. But I think the slavers are desperate to hold off the impending human stampede. They want to scare us back into our slave pens. And this nutty aliens and UFOs thing feels like a Hail Mary pass done in panic. But it does look like somebody somewhere is getting ready to try this. And frankly, if you can think of a better way they can hoax us for flying spaceships and everything, you know, I'm open to suggestions, but I think gigantic balloons in orbit so that from the ground it looks like a disc is flying over at high altitude. That seems to be the best way to go for this deal. All righty. Well, let's see. We don't have any callers right now. Let's moving right along here. Latest poll is showing that about half of all Americans believe the federal government is the biggest threat to the rights and freedoms of ordinary citizens. Forget about Al-Qaeda. Forget about Osama bin dead for a long time. Forget about any of that. Half of America believes that the federal government is the biggest danger to them right now. I'm not surprised. We're all paying attention. We know what's going on. A couple of stories here. Yesterday, I think I mentioned very briefly that the military ballots, the absentee ballots, may not count in Illinois. Now, the U.S. Justice Department is stepping in and saying, well, you know, Illinois may have missed the deadline for mailing those absentee ballots, so they're not going to get there and get back in time to be counted on November 4th. Golly gee, shuckies, don't you just hate that. Now, today, we're hearing in New York that because of a mistake, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more, by the Board of Elections in New York, the New York absentee overseas soldiers' ballots may not be qualified for the election. They'll be nullified. Golly gee whiz, that's two in a row. Well, here's why. The military tends to traditionally vote GOP. And our current military, who are sick and tired of these wars that Obama promised he was going to end, and you can take that to the bank, they're going to vote against the incumbency. And so all of a sudden, this seemingly burgeoning epidemic of the disenfranchisement of the military vote plays to the Democrats and the incumbents' advantage. We need to keep an eye out if any more states are going to start seeing this kind of stuff happen. Now, as I mentioned earlier, the Federal Reserve and the United States government are absolutely terrified because they're looking at what's going on in Europe. With all the rioting and all the protests, and Iceland's kicked out one government, maybe getting ready to kick out a new one. France is in like the third day of their fourth national strike in this month. The union workers are out there having a terrible, they're out there screaming about pensions and the retirement age, and the students are joining them. And I know that already that the status defenders are out here saying, well, those French, they have such a relaxed lifestyle anyway, and they're just, they're lazy anyway, and they should be made to work more. No, it's got nothing to do with that. It has to do with the fact that the French people had an agreement with their government over taxes paid versus benefits received, and the government's trying to renege on the deal. And that's why they're protesting, and they have every right to protest. And if the government refuses to listen to the will of the people, they have a right to pull that government down. The same right we have here in the United States of America. When a long train of abuses and usurpations evinces a design to reduce the people under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government. Declaration of Independence. That is the heart and soul of the United States of America. That the government rules with the consent of the governed. I don't consent to being lied to about 9/11. I don't consent to being looted to enrich the bankers. I don't consent to a Federal Reserve system that serves no purpose other than to draw wealth from the people and give it to the bankers. I don't consent to any of that. So good for the French people. The French people have gonads Americans can only dream of. Now, basically over in Greece, same thing's going on. Bunch of protesters in Athens, they've occupied the Acropolis. They're protesting over unpaid wages and layoffs. The Greek economy is in the Al-Qaeda for the same reason that the American economy is. They fell victim to a private central bank that transferred the wealth of the people into the pockets of the bankers. And the bankers are now walking away. The IMF is saying to the Greek government, well, we're sorry that you're out of money now, but hey, it's your problem to take care of. Send in the cops. Send in the tasers. Send in the tear gas. And you teach those uppity slaves who's the real master of the world. And so the Greek police are storming the Acropolis, and they're going in there with tear gas. And they're basically attacking people who are unhappy because they're not being paid for their work. How dare they? How dare they be upset that they haven't been paid for their work? What do these people think they are? So it's like that other caller was saying, the issue that we face here around the world. The institution of government is not on the side of the people. It's on the side of the bankers. They work together to loot all the wealth from the people and divvy it up among themselves. And now that the people are waking up and realize how badly they've been abused, now the guns are going to come out. The tasers are going to come out. The tear gas. We've got to protect the money. Remember when we used to think that the government was here to protect us? And then we learned last May that, heck, anybody can kill Americans in international waters, and President Pansy's not going to do a thing about it. But he'll move to protect the money. Always we worship and protect the money. People are disposable. Life is cheap. Toilet paper is expensive. But we've got to protect the money. We'll put the soldiers around the money. We put soldiers around those opium fields in Afghanistan because it represents money. Vast sums of narco dollars. We got to protect that. When they invaded Iraq, they put soldiers and guards around the oil ministry because that represents money. Left the museum wide open to be looted. Cultural treasures and history, yeah, who cares about that? But we got to protect those oil maps. That's the money. We got to protect the money. That's the priorities of our government. They're not going to take care of you. They're going to take care of the money. They're going to take care of themselves. They did that during the TARP. All right, let's see. Afghan civilian war injuries double in the Kandahar conflict. We're killing more innocent civilians than we are Taliban. Meanwhile, further embarrassment coming out of the story of the British aid worker, Linda Norgrove. Yesterday we were reporting that the Afghan elders were basically had concluded negotiations to free her peacefully. We'll agree to this. You let the girl go. She goes home to Britain. Everybody's happy. And the U.S. decided to pull a John Wayne and just burst in there and say, we've got to look heroic for the media because we've got an election coming up. And they basically blew this lady apart with an American hand grenade. And they're promising, well, you know, we'll discipline the guy who pulled the pin and dropped that on her. But, okay, here comes the music. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time, money, education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And if you're watching on Justin TV, you're not anymore. We had some kind of a glitch here. We momentarily lost our Roadrunner connection and it took our video down in my desktop machine. I'm having to reboot it. We're at the end of the show anyway, so I'm not going to get crazy about it. But to get back to the situation about this British aid worker, They are now saying, in addition to the fact that she got blown up by an American hand grenade, now they're basically, the investigation on the ground, she was not with her captors. She was alone when she died. Either she had escaped, or she had already been released in response to the negotiations from the Afghan elders. But when she died from that hand grenade, apparently none of her captors were with her at that time. It's a huge, huge embarrassment there. And I know exactly what happened. We can't have the Afghans secure the release of this British hostage. It's got to be the heroic Americans. It was a John Wayne moment. We have an election coming up. We need something newsworthy that we can put on the media to give us the semblance, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, that everything is going okay in Afghanistan ahead of the war. At the same time that the absentee voting ballots to our military in the war zones are somehow being interfered with, so they can't actually vote and express their opinion of the current U.S. Congress. It's just absolutely, the same thing they went in with Waco, Texas. BATF needed a good public relations victory for the newspapers. And they messed it up. Same thing here. Same exact thing here. Well, we're coming down to the end of the show here, and, you know, it is a very, very interesting time here. There's an old Chinese curse. May you be a person of influence in interesting times. And we're seeing, very obviously, the nation is edging closer to a collapse of the financial system and the government. And, of course, the downside of that is that in order to save themselves or in order to prop up their accumulated wealth, the government and the banker's only solution is to loot you, to take it from you. They can't actually make any products to sell to earn their living. They exist only by swindling the money out of you, which brings us to our last story. The weather forecast for Great Britain is for snow over a month ahead of when it normally comes in. The global warming cultists are already out there screaming and saying, no, it's not snow, it's global dandruff, and we need a carbon tax for this whole thing. But we're going to have another harsh winter, and yet the global warming cult is still coming out here. They're still trying to push the carbon cap and credit. It's a fraud, and it is a hoax. And that's the word you need to understand. It is all a fraud. It is all make-believe, whether it's Al-Qaeda doing the booga-booga at you, the UFOs overhead, global warming, the flu pandemic. It's an endless series of made-up media hobgoblins to scare you into obedience and out of your money and out of the lives of your children in these pointless wars. If you are not angry, there's something wrong with you. And on that thought, we'll be back tomorrow, Friday, here at the Republic Broadcasting Network at 2 o'clock Central Time. Aloha.
It's true.